Good morning, guys.
You've got a community catch-up in three different areas. That's mighty neighbourly of you.
Yes, it is. Well, we're at the Neighbourhood Hub, and one of the projects that we want to be involved in this morning is to get around to communities and talk to people about how prepared are they for the upcoming storm season and any other potential disasters that might come Mackay's way.
You know what? It's a timely reminder as well. Just yesterday, and I've got the audio here of just Anastasia Palaszczuk before we talk more about that project for today, was in the Whitsunday saying that we just don't know how many cyclones are on the way this year.
Can I say how important it is to have a facility, a state-of-the-art facility like this, to deal with natural disasters? So I'm very pleased that my government was able to put $5 million into this facility. And having had a sneak preview of your local disaster management facility, it is world class. You know, we didn't have much of a cyclone season last year, thank goodness, but all the evidence and the modelling is telling us that we will actually have more cyclones this season. So we need to be ready and we need to be prepared.
That's the most important thing to remember, isn't it, Helen, that people need to be prepared for this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the neighbourhood last year, we became quite involved with helping people in the recovery stage of Tropical Cyclone Debbie. And this year, we just really want to make sure that we're more involved in that preparation stage.
Yeah.
We don't know what the season's going to bring. We really just want to make sure people are prepared. You know, do they have their insurances? If they're running a business, do they have a business continuity plan? You know, have they got an evacuation plan? We really want to stress the importance of people not relying on the emergency services to get them out of trouble. And the other big thing we want to stress is for people to get to know their neighbour. In those times of trouble, it's really important that people can turn to the people that live around them. And, you know, maybe they can pool their resources and just be there for each other.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of big messages that we really want to get out there. And the best way to do that is to get out in the community and start the conversation.
Well, you said you don't know what's going to happen with the storm season. And let's face it, 2020 has thrown everything at us. Armstrong Beach at Melbourne Street Playground at 9:30. Grass Tree Beach, 12 p.m. at the Esplanade Park. And at McEwen's Beach, 2 p.m. at the swimming enclosure and the picnic table there too.
So we'll put all those details onto our website at triplem.com.au. And like you say, it's now's the time to... And some of those things you mentioned, Helen, I didn't even... Like, they make common sense, but
yeah.
I wouldn't think about insurances and stuff like that until after the fact. So you brought up a really good point this morning.
Exactly, yep, and that's what we want to do. We just really want to start the conversation, and we're, of course, not the experts in this space. It's the people out there and people who've already been through disasters or cyclones. So we're hoping to bring people together so they can share their stories, so people can learn off each other and, yes, really start building those support networks.
All right. Helen, can you be our neighbour?
Sure. I like my neighbours. What are you talking about?
Do you know
when my power went out a couple of years ago, they ran an electricity cord from their house, their generator to my house so I could have power.
Like, really?
That's how good they
and
are.
And it's still there, is it? You're sucking on them.
Yeah, no, I haven't disconnected it for the last 3 years. But all the details we'll put on our website, triplem.com.au. Helen, thanks for joining us this morning. Thank you for the info. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, and if I could just add that if people come along, Alcorn Bakery have kindly donated some Leamington.
Oh, we'll be there.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome.
Thanks for your time this morning. A big thanks to Alcorn's as well. They make a great Leamington. Jane and Dave for breakfast here at Triple M.